Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Store traffic was up this Black Friday, with more people shopping in person than last year. They also spent more money, but not a lot more. We turn now to Greg David with thecity.nyc. So what can you tell us about this first holiday shopping weekend?
Well, it was pretty good overall. Store traffic up about 7% on Black Friday. According to MasterCard, sales up about 12%. But you do have to remember that doesn't factor in inflation. So the actual number is a little lower than that. But all in all, that's pretty good. And as you said, Cyber Monday is supposed to set a record. Maybe we'll see how strong it is, but definitely good signs so far.
What about tourism, a big economic engine for the city? Are we back to the pre-pandemic numbers?
Well, we're not quite back to the pre-pandemic numbers, but it sure looks like a good weekend to me. The city's official tourism agency expects 6.5 million people to visit New York City from the week before Thanksgiving through the end of the year. And that would be a big increase from last year. And it gets us to about 85% of 2019's record. Now, I was out Friday and Saturday night at Lincoln Center, and to me, it looked like 2019 all over again. Both concerts I attended were sold out. The restaurants were really crowded. They had lots of people working, lots of big groups, and I presume those people were raking in pretty big tips. So if Thanksgiving weekend is an example, that's good for the economy, and Lord knows we need it. We need a very strong holiday season. Why? New York City's recovered only about 85% of the jobs we lost in the pandemic. The country as a whole has not only recovered all the jobs lost, last 2 months it's set employment records. So we're well behind the rest of the country. A big boost this holiday season would certainly help a lot.
I'm curious what you think about malls, Greg. It's more of a tri-state question because I feel like in the last few years, malls have really taken hit. I was just in one yesterday that for the past few years had been pretty dead, but you know, this holiday weekend, it seemed like it was kind of lively again. People were back.
So malls have come back somewhat, but many malls have to be repurposed. In White Plains, for example, there's the relatively out-of-date Galleria Mall. They're rethinking the entire way to do it. Some malls are back. Some have big vacancies. Some are doing better. Some are really going to have to go out of business. It's not as bad as it was, but it's certainly not the strongest area of retail in the country.
Greg, thank you. Greg David at thecity.nyc.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.